Hey, y'all. Thanks for listening. See you next week.
Good day to you. And you're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh.
I'm Kevin Amos.
I'm Kevin Amos.
I'm Kevin Amos.
I'm Kevin Amos.
1, 2, 3.
1, 2, 3.
There are representing young. I got now tell them sign. Whoa, oh, oh, oh. Said the Raja represent the O. I said the Nazi. Whoa, 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 whoa
obey. The principles of life, oh yes, we got to keep. Rastafari, I got tell the yes, him kill the beast. Whoa, whoa, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, iron, I got tell them, oh yes, Naya Bingizi. Never disobey or disagree. I got a love his majesty. I listen last year. Lives and reign is the most I yes, he reigns for you and me. Disobey, whoa. Righteousness govern the earth like the sun and the seashore. Rastafari is the man, yes, I adore. Giving thanks and praise. I can hear tell them say, whether in a physical or lyrical or cultural, as a denaki, yes, we have the brand new material. The Raja represents, I tell them as usual. Well, then this one I tell you with his new brand. Word more than diamonds and pearl, it's unusual. Never violate, I tell you, he missed too bad. Oh, yeah, Rastafari is the ultimate. Whoa, them no sight, nothing yet. Asadenaki, the fire start evil. I and I tell them, say, lick them in a cultural. I and I tell them, Rastafari, I be tickle night and day. I tell them sign. Whoa, oh, oh, oh.
Yeah. fire. All right. Shai Khalifa. You know the future is bright.
No surrender, no retreat. We are Jaja
soldiers.
Rougher than the streets, tougher than the
border.
Burn out all disease, we burn out
corona. With militants, we teach our children from a stronger.
No in our retreat, we are Jaja
soldiers.
Rougher than the streets, tougher than the
border.
Burn out all disease, we burn out
corona. Burn out all disease, we
them boy.
Yo, easy yourself, man. No badness, no gun, no knife.
That is it.
That is it. Yeah, man.
Raise with him.
Yeah, no badness, you see. He's nowhere.
Be wise.
See? Just be wise, you know.
Man,
live it, live up, you know. Yeah,
be wise, man.
Be wise, you know. Yeah, man. No gun, no knife.
See you, see you, yeah,
be wise, young men today. Be wise.
Want to live a good life.
Be wise.
Get to the fight.
Be wise. Be wise.
Young men today. Show your culture. Don't let Babylon give no guns, no knives. The lives you may take today may be brother's life. Be wise. Young men today want to live a good life, but due to the vice we get to fight. Oh yeah, yeah. Although we have tried so hard and still they throw us down. Judge, I know. Judge, I know. Oh yeah, yeah. Better is for child.
Strength, for there are mountains to climb. Teach me patience for this rugged ride.
Hey, this is Nadine Sutherland. You're listening to One to One with Kevin Amos on WRCT 88.3 FM.
Reach the eye.
So, if you're outside of our coverage area, remember, you can listen to WRCT online. Live streaming available at www.wrct.org. WRCT Pittsburgh. You have no excuse not to listen.
Oh, I opened my eyes this morning. I know that I am blessed. I wanna sing, 'cause my heart is overflowing with the joy, love, and happiness. There is so much things to say. I'm bubbling, yeah. Sun's up, birds singing, people walking by, happy smiling. Sometimes in life we ride.
I am number one. My experience with Bob Andy is like my entire life, my entire journey. He was one of the most interesting person that I've ever met. He was so well-spoken. He was very intelligent, knew how to express himself, and he did it well in his music.
Bob was a highly intelligent man. He was very cerebral. Extremely cerebral. One of the most fascinating minds I think that I've ever met. You know, when you converse with him and his level, is the complex thoughts that he had about the world, and that's why he put it in his music. So we might hear the hits, but in terms of when you delve into like a deeper investigation of Bob Andy and you see his lyrics, you sometimes have to say that it's genius quality in terms of how he's able to just translate the human experience and put it into song, you know?
When I used to listen to this man's music, may I wonder if is a Jamaican really write them kind of things, you know, where you just touch everybody, melody and lyrics just come together like magic. And, you know, I was always saying this brother I speak to everybody like it's a personal thing. Like when you hear music, you feel you get connected on a personal level, you know?
I always tell Bob that maybe the way how he really loved Berris as he must have met him up in another life as another disciple that was sent from God to do the work that they both are doing.
I would have met Bob Andy for the first time at Harry J's studio. I had known a lot about Bob before because I had known of his tremendous achievement with his. He had one of the earliest international hit records out of Jamaica, which was Young Gifted and Black with Master Ubis. What struck me was how intelligent he was and how much about the music he knew. And even at a very young age, because I was very young when I met him, I would maybe have been 14, 15. And so meeting someone who was, I won't say much older, but was an older man to me, he was almost like a, you know, he was a figure that, he was an impressive figure. He was someone who made an impression on you, you know. And he, as I say, his songwriting was quite incredible. I had known about that from that time.
I met Bob Andy, Keith Anderson, really, at the time, 1963, at a rehearsal that Paragons were, you know, in Rockfort. I know it was ordained because at the time, a young girl, vulnerable, and these are all male-dominated. This is a male-dominated business with musicians and artists. So he was just there. He came in as a God sent him, you know, because we developed a relationship, personal relationship. So everybody had to stand far, and he was a very jealous person. So we started working together. I managed to know how all these songs were created because we were, you know, like young people, you know, in love, and he's writing all these love songs, Melody Life, Truly. So I discovered that this man was really talented because even at the time while he was writing these songs, he was himself in the studio making hit songs, lots of hit songs, you know. And we continue our journey by going to Harry J's studio. And it's a blessing, that's where I'm sitting right now, where out of this studio came Young, Gifted and Black. And, you know, another door was open to us worldwide. We traveled to London, we did Top of the Pops, and toured extensively in England and Europe. So we had a beautiful relationship on a professional level and a personal level.
In my younger days, like teenager, Bob was within the said, you know, age group. You know, we spent a lot of time at Studio One. But really knowing Bob was the last 3 years that has passed, you know, recently. You know, he and Alan Skillcole and myself, you know, we got together and we used to meet at Bob Marley Beach like 5 o'clock in the morning. Mm. And we would walk that beach like about a mile and a half a beach. So that's when I really get to really know Bob, even though we you know, grew up almost together through the Studio One family settings, you know, and really interesting person, really interesting individual.
I first met him in my teens, you know, at this said studio, RJ Recording Studio. That was my first. Yeah, he was recording. Yeah, Ian Marcia, yes. And I was a receptionist. Keithy had an avid sense of humor, right? And an intellect that fed his creativity, man, enabling him to write songs and tell stories like no one else, you know?
When my mom was starting her career, you know, that's the studio that she worked out of. It was her, Marcia Griffiths, and Bob Andy that worked out at RJ at the time. So, you know, I know the history, he knows the history, so obviously there would have been a mutual respect there. Just chilling at his apartment, you know, chilling at his spot, reasoning about life, about journey, about health, about things like that. You know what I mean? Me and him reasoning over, you know, me smoking, you know, him, you know, doing him little oil that he does, you know. Just our vibes, man. He's a great man and a great inspiration, and I'm just happy to even speak about him.
Our friendship went through different stages. He's an elder to me. So initially it was like, you know, it's Bob Andy and, you know, I'm the young singer. So definitely was like, you know, fangirl kind of thing, you know, that kind of respect that you grow up in Jamaica to have with four elders. But then as I grew older, our friendship evolved into a very honest, a very respectful kind of was it association. In the last days, we had a beautiful friendship.
I met Bob at Studio One. All of us were young in the business. But I found out that he was a nice man. No jealousy. Speak what he feel, what he felt at least. And he was not hypocrite. And I love that about him.
He have one little something I love about him more than everything. The way him just love the joke. So every time I see him, that's all I want from him, you know. And I ask if he not have so well, but we can joke. That's all I want from him, man. And him never shot at making me feel good, you know.
No matter how grave the situation is, it can't be too bad that this man don't find it humorous and you end up laughing. No matter how serious it is, this man find a humor in it.
After knowing someone for almost your entire life, there are so many moments, but everybody knows that I'm not a person who loves to fly. Leroy fly with me and him know the experience. And I was flying with Bob one day, and I usually say to myself, every time the food is being served, that's when the flight gets bumpy. And we're on this flight, both of us sitting together, and it's really bumpy, but the food was served. And I can't eat when the flight is bumping, not even when it's smooth I eat. And I see Bob Andy just there eating and, you know, not a problem. And I say, how you can be eating in a situation like this with the flight? You and the boy, I want to make sure and me go down that full belly. And, you know, that was just one of the moments I say, I look at him different because it never mattered to him. You know what I mean? This was a rough flight going over Cuba. I never forget that flight.
I met Bob through sounds, actually.
as well as a lot of the artists that I work with after, is through King Sounds I met him. He respected me as a musician and vice versa. Well, I respected him, I was a fan. And you know, one day he told me, funny enough, was it probably last year or the year before? He said to me, what endeared me to him was that, because Bob, some people would say, was very finicky, very particular, right? And if he didn't like it, he would tell you. If it was music wasn't playing right, he would tell you. And he said something, he told me that what endeared me to him was that one day he heard me say, but if the man wants it like that, what's the problem? Right? Because I was defending him. I said, well, because as a musician that you're backing artists, your job is really to support them. It's not about you.
We never actually got together in the studio to like do some works, but him sitting in a couple of my sessions in the studio and run off him out sometime, you know, like, you know, probably I sing one little line and myself, him not, if you sing that line about in my utter some little words, and I say, yeah, which is a nice way to do it, you know.
I remember that he wrote one of my best songs, one of my biggest songs. I'm going to tell you goodbye, babe, but I don't want to see you cry, babe. I'm leaving you behind, but it's just for a time. And that song released and done it all. Anywhere I travel over this world, I have to sing that song.
Yeah, it was not easy person to really tame.
No, you know, can't tame him.
He had his own will and his,
yeah,
you know,
man.
Do him own thing.
Yes, that's why I'm saying the politician, I'm afraid of him.
Yes. Oh, gosh. Those never lyrics afraid. Cut like sword.
Yeah, man, never afraid to speak in mind, you know. And maybe a little bit of them kind of trait that I'm to, you know.
The little?
Well, maybe a little bit more than little. This brother, I know, I rate him amongst the greatest. Period. When it comes to making songs and making people believe.
Young, Gifted and Black, it was a great experience as a young man growing up in this country. You feel your chest puff up and you feel tall. He enlightened many of us. He had a consciousness. His songs had a high degree of consciousness, as a lot of reggae music does actually, especially coming through the cultural side as Rasta and everything. There were songs that were known, more known here than in Jamaica. He had songs like You Don't Know and Life and Feel the Feeling. Those songs, he himself said it, that those songs are more known in England than in Jamaica.
You don't know how you make your teachers feel to write the things you know, discuss the things you've learned.
The more you give to life is the more you're gonna get from life. Go on and give. Don't count the cost.
We would sit down there and we would eat a lot of roast fish and stuff. And we were together, so we had to be chatting. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, man. And it was a joy. Actually, the morning that Bob died, right? The morning, it was, I think he passed somewhere around after 7, and so, you know, somewhere around there in the morning. And a dove flew into my yard on the grass. And I've never seen a bird operated the way it did. The dove flew in and sat on the lawn. And then he lifted up, went on the wall, and sat there a little bit, and then he took off. You know? And I, myself, you know, figure that it's a spiritual farewell. You know what I'm saying?
So you say farewell.
Yes, well, that's it. CF Travel, you know? Mm-hmm. Rest in peace, my brother.
He's well missed by me and by the entire music fraternity. in Jamaica. And he has left a wealth of work behind that, you know, he has left a body of work behind, and we treasure it. You know, just sending love and respect to Marcia, and for her contribution to the music industry as well is just profound. And I know we all miss him very, very much. And we hope we can continue and preserve his legacy.
He made such contribution to the music as a songwriter, someone who had a vision of the people and the struggle and everything. It was everything that he expressed in his music was things that relate to mankind and the present situation of what was going on for everyone. And it was all messages to teach and to educate and uplift mankind. You know, he was a prolific songwriter. And I see him as a gem, a cornerstone for this, you know, music. And the contribution Bob Andy made, wow, I don't think words can express it. But his music and his legacy will live on, just like a Bob Marley.
You know, him is responsible responsible for lifting the level of songwriting to me, you know, in my opinion. And I guess as you can see, the amount of reggae artists and Jamaican artists that have covered his songs and have renditions, you know, that says enough. And he's, you know, that's a big part in the global movement of reggae music. His contribution was enormous.
But his contribution to the development of this music is very awesome. You can't leave him out of this. His name will be here forever, and his songs. Generation after generation will come and hear Bob and his song, probably not by him, but by other entertainers, singers, and players of instruments. You know, so, but I love him.
Give thanks. So, yeah, his personal favorite, yeah? It wasn't as popular as the others, but it was his personal favorite. If we all could live together, find a way to love each other, give thanks for the changes in the seasons and the rhythms and the reasons. Oh, give thanks, yeah. Katie Anderson, aka Bob Andy. Peace out, be blessed.
For those who weren't able to be here to really express how they feel, we know that his friends and his brethren, you know, we endorse everyone.
True, man.
We're still sending love to everyone who loved him, knew him and loved him and appreciate his work. I would love to dedicate this song to Bob Andy, one of the songs he wrote for me that I recorded at Studio One. A beautiful love song that says, truly, we love you truly. Truly, we love you truly. And it would mean so much to me if you could understand that I need you just to be my lover man. I say, truly, we love you truly. Truly, we love you truly. We love you truly forever.
Wow, that was a pretty interesting special. Great special also. A little bit over a year ago, the great musician, songwriter, a icon in reggae music, Bob Andy, passed away. And that was a special that featured a lot of the people that work with him down over his illustrious career. People like Cat Core from Third World, who met him when he was 14 years old. One of our current young folks in the scene, Prodigy. The great Leroy Sibbles, Barry Hammond, and Marcia Griffith. So I wanted to let you check that out. It was a Bob Andy tribute. And remembering Bob Andy, and it was from Co-Create Caribbean. Let's give them some credit for putting together that fantastic special for you to check out this morning here on One to One. More music coming up for you as we always big up your Sunday.
Truth. So let there be good fruit. So let's teach them in the school, so they can learn by the rules. Educate the youth with the truth, so let them bear good fruit. So let's teach them in the school, so they can learn by the rules.
In the school you should teach them how to pray, hey, hey, hey now, and even chant a psalm a day, hey, hey, hey now. Oh my people, hear what I say, oh, oh now, for we're going judge.
Teachers teaching the children, spreading the message all over the world, all over, all over, na na na. The teachers teaching the children, learn, spreading the message all over the world, all over, all over, na na.
No more stories about Jack and Jill.
Jumping over the moon. Hey, hey, hey now. And the little dish run away with a spoon. We're gonna teach him all over. Na, 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 na. All over now. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah.
The teachers teach and the children, spreading the message all over the world, all over, all over now, yeah. The teachers teach and the children learn, spreading the message all over the world, all over, yeah. All over now, yeah. So what is hidden from the wise and prudent, now revealed to the babes and suckling in this time. So what is hidden from the wise and prudent, now revealed to the babes and suckling in this time, in this time, yeah.
In the school you should teach them how to pray, hey, hey, hey now, and even chant a psalm a day, hey, hey, hey now. Oh my people, here
generation, things will get
must get better in this changing time. No more drinking of a year bad wine. No more wasting our energy and time. Time to realize that the future will be bright. For we the people gonna make the wrong right. We gonna change the cycle of time and let this generation live a better life. And so we eliminate war and strife and celebrate love and life. Oh, what a joy that brings. Oh, gosh. And the song we sing. Oh, what a joy that brings. Oh, gosh. And the song we sing. Things must get better. Things will get better now. Breaking all the spells.
Lord and the fullness thereof.